This is the Sakar Merli of the 11th of March, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to take you children to a world of happiness, rest and comfort. Only in the land of peace and the land of happiness are there rest and comfort. Question. In what does Maya first attack you on this battlefield? Answer. Your faith. Whilst you are moving along, she breaks your faith and thereby defeats you. If you have the firm faith that the Father, the one who removes everyone's sorrow and bestows happiness, is the one who is giving us Srimat, that he is giving us this knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of creation, you can never be defeated by Maya. Song. Take us far away from this land of sin to a world of rest and comfort. Om Shanti. To whom do you say, take us away somewhere else? How can he take you away? No one in the world knows this. You, the decoration of the Brahmin clan, know this, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You children know that the one who has entered this one and is giving us this knowledge of himself and the beginning, the middle and the end of creation is removing everyone's sorrow and is making us into bestowers of happiness. This aspect is not new. The Father comes every cycle and gives Srimat to us all. You children know that the Father is the same one and that we too are the same ones. You children should have this faith. The Father says, I have come to take you children to the land of peace and the land of happiness. However, Maya doesn't allow you to have faith. Whilst you are moving towards the land of happiness, she defeats you. This is a battlefield. Those wars are fought with physical power, whereas this war is fought with the power of yoga. The power of yoga is very famous. This is why everyone speaks of yoga. You learn this yoga only once. Others teach many kinds of Hatha Yoga. They do not know how the Father comes and teaches yoga. They cannot teach this ancient yoga. You children know very well that the same Father is teaching you Raj Yoga. He is the one whom people remember when they say, O Purifier, come, take us to a place of rest and comfort. Only in the land of peace and the land of happiness is there rest and comfort. How could you experience rest and comfort in this land of sorrow? It is because there is no rest and comfort here that the Father comes according to the Dharma plan. This is a land of sorrow. Here there is sorrow and only sorrow. Mountains of sorrow are about to fall. No matter how wealthy someone is or how important someone is, he will definitely have one type of sorrow or another. You children know that you are sitting with the sweet Father who has now come here. You now know the secrets of the Dharma. The Father has now come, and he will take us back with him. The Father tells us souls, because he is the Father of all souls. There is a song about how souls remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. All souls stay together in the land of peace. The Father has now come here. The few souls who still remain up there will also come down. The Father explains so many things to you here, but as soon as you go home, you forget them. These matters are very simple. The Father, the one who is the bestower of happiness and the bestower of peace, sits here and explains them to you children. There are very few of you children. The number of you will continue to increase gradually. You have love for the Father in an incognito way. Wherever you live, it is in your intellects that Baba is sitting in Madhuban. The Father says, "Remember me up there, in the original home, which is also your place of residence. You would definitely remember the one whom you call the Mother and Father. He truly has come to you." The Father says, "I have now come to take you back. Ravan has made you impure and tamopratan, and so you now have to become pure and satopratan. How could impure ones go back? You definitely have to become pure. At present, there isn't even one satopratan human being. This is a tamopratan world. This only applies to human beings. The significance of the stages of satopratan, sato, rajo and tamo is only explained to human beings. The Father only explains to you children. This is very easy. You souls were in your home. Only pure souls reside there. Impure ones cannot stay there. Its name is the Land of Liberation. The Father now makes you pure and takes you there, and you then go to play your parts in that land of happiness. You then go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. You called out to him, 'Baba, take us away to a place of rest and comfort.' Sages and holy men do not know where they can find rest and comfort. You children now know where you will find rest and comfort of peace and happiness. Baba has now come to give us happiness for 21 births. He has come to give liberation to all those who come later. Those who come later will have shorter parts. Your parts are the longest of all. You know that you have now completed playing your parts of 84 births, and that this cycle is coming to an end. The whole of this old tree has to be destroyed. Your incognito government is now planting the sapling of the deity tree. Those people continue to plant saplings of wild trees, whereas here the Father is changing thorns into a tree of divine flowers. That is a government, and this is an incognito government. What do they do, and what do you do? Just look how vast the difference is. Those people don't understand anything. They continue to plant saplings, but there are many varieties of wild tree. Some plant saplings of one variety, and others plant saplings of another variety. The Father is now once again making you into deities. You were Satopratan deities, and you then went around the cycle of 84 births and became Tamopratan. It is not possible for anyone to remain Satopratan eternally. Everything definitely has to become old from new. You were 24 karat gold, but you have now become jewellery of 9 karat gold. You have to become 24 karat gold once again. Souls have become like that jewellery. As is the gold, so the jewellery made from it. Everyone has now become tarnished. In order to maintain your honour, you are not said to be totally ugly, but just tarnished. You souls were pure and Satobritan, but so much alloy has been mixed into you that Baba now shows you the way to become pure again. It is with this fire of yoga. It is only in this fire that your alloy can be removed. You have to remember the Father. The Father himself says, "Remember me in this way. I am the purifier. I have made you pure from impure many times. Previously you didn't know this. You now understand that you are impure today, and that you will be pure tomorrow." They have written that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years, and have thereby put people into extreme darkness. The Father comes and explains everything very clearly. You children know who is teaching you. It is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier Father, the one who is the bestower of salvation for all. People sing so much praise on the path of devotion, but they do not understand the meaning of it. When they sing praise, they mix up the praise of everyone. They simply mix everything up with extra sweetness. They simply recite whatever anyone teaches them. The Father says, "Forget everything you have learnt until now. Remain mine for as long as you live. Whilst living at home with your families, continue to interact with everyone tactfully. Only remember the one Father. Theirs is Hatha Yoga, whereas you are Raj Yogis. You have to teach this to householders too. When they see your activity, they will follow you. Therefore, do not fight or argue amongst yourselves. If you fight, what would they all think? That you have a lot of anger? Let there be no vice in you. It is the movies that completely corrupt people's intellects. This is like hell. One's intellect becomes corrupt by going there. There are so many dirty things in the world. The government has passed a law which says that no one under the age of 18 can get married. In spite of that, many marriages continue to take place. Babes in arms are still married off. You know that Baba is now taking you away from this dirty world. He is making us into the masters of heaven. The Father says, "Become conquerors of attachment. Simply remember me alone. Whilst living at home with your families, remember me. Only when you make some effort can you become the masters of the world." The Father says, "Constantly remember me alone and renounce devilish traits. Write your chart every night. This is your business." Scarcely any people are ready to do this business. This is the business of changing those who are impoverished into those with crowns in a second. Therefore, this is magic. Catch hold of the hand of such a magician who makes you pure from impure with the power of yoga. No one else can make you this. No one can be purified by the water of the Ganges. You children now have so much of this knowledge. You should have the happiness that Baba has come once again. So many images of goddesses have been created. They are portrayed with weapons and made to appear fearsome. Even Brahma has been portrayed with many arms. You now understand how Brahma must have hundreds of thousands of arms. All of you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are Baba's creations. This is how Prajapita Brahma has so many arms. You are now Rup Basant, an embodiment of yoga who showers jewels of knowledge. Let there constantly be jewels emerging from your mouths. Nothing but jewels of this knowledge should emerge. No one can put a value on these jewels. The Father says, Man Man Above, remember the Father and you will become deities. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Night class of the 11th of March 1968. Eminent people come to you to inaugurate the exhibitions. They just understand that you have found a good way to find God. Just as people attend spiritual gatherings and read the Vedas in order to find God, in the same way, you have now found this way. However, they do not understand that God is teaching you. They simply think, you perform good actions, you have purity, and you enable them to meet God. That you goddesses have found a good path, that is all. Those whom you invite to inaugurate the exhibitions consider themselves to be very elevated. Eminent people think that Baba is a great person and that they should go and meet him. Baba says, first of all, have them fill in the form and then send them here. First of all, you children have to give them the Father's full introduction. What would they come and do here without having his introduction? They can only meet Shiv Baba when they first have full faith. What would they do by meeting him without recognizing him? Many wealthy people come here and think they should give something to this one. Poor people would give just 1 rupee. Whereas wealthy ones would give 100 rupees. 1 rupee of the poor ones becomes more valuable. Wealthy ones cannot stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance accurately. They cannot become soul conscious. First of all, you have to put it in writing how you can become pure from impure. You have to become Satopritan from Tamopritan. There is no question of inspirations in this. The Father says, constantly remember me alone so that your rust can be removed. People come here to see the exhibitions, but only when they come here 2 or 3 times and understand this, can you understand that they have been struck by an arrow, that they belong to the deity religion, and that they have performed devotion well. Even though some like this, if they haven't grasped the aim, of what use are they? You know that this drama continues to be performed. Whatever happens, your intellects can understand what is happening. The cycle continues to turn around and repeat in your intellects. Whatever each of you has done, you do that now. It is in the Father's hands whether he takes something from someone or not. Although centers have been opened and the money is useful, when your influence spreads, what would you do with that money? The main thing is to become pure from impure. That is very difficult, and you therefore have to engage yourself in doing that. We simply have to remember the Father. Eat your meals and remember the Father. You will think that you should first claim your inheritance from the Father. First of all, make it firm, I am a soul. When someone like that emerges, he can run fast. In fact, you children purify the whole world with the power of yoga. So you children should remain so intoxicated. The main thing is purity. Here you are being educated. You have to remain pure and clean too. Internally, you must not remember anything else. You children have been told, may you remain bodiless. You have come here to play your parts. Each one has to play his own part. Let this knowledge remain in your intellects. You can also explain the picture of the ladder. The kingdom of Ravana is impure, and the kingdom of Rama is pure. Then how can we become pure from impure? You have to churn such things, and this is called churning the ocean of this knowledge. You also have to remember the cycle of 84 births. The Father has said, remember me. This is the spiritual pilgrimage. Your sins can only be absolved by having remembrance of the Father. While going on physical pilgrimages, people commit more sins. Say, this is a lucky charm. If you understand this, all your sorrows will be removed. Some people wear a lucky charm so that their sorrow is removed. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good night from the mother, the father, Bapdada. Essence for Dana. 1. Become conquerors of attachment and remember the Father. Whilst living at home with your families, make effort to become the masters of the world. Continue to renounce the vices. 2. Your activity should be such that everyone who sees you will follow you. Check that there are no vices remaining within you. Blessing. May you be a world server who grants visions of your alokic power by doing double service. Just as the Father's form is of the world server, in the same way, you too are world servers like the Father. You do physical service with your bodies while keeping busy during the service of world transformation with your minds. Let service be done with your body and mind simultaneously. Those who do service with their minds and with their actions at the same time enable others to experience and see that they have a lokic power. Therefore, make this practice constant and natural. In order to serve with your mind, especially increase the practice of concentration. Slogan: pick up virtues from everyone, but follow Father Brahma. Aviat signal: adopt the culture of truth and good manners. Now reveal the truth on the basis of cleanliness and fearlessness. The authority of truth through your lips will automatically reveal the Father. Now transform the land with a godly bomb. The easy way to do this constantly is to have the awareness of the chant of Bapdada on your lips and in your mind, just as you would chant his name whilst turning the beads of a rosary. Let everyone's chant be "My Baba." Let there be this constant chant in your thoughts, words and actions. Let this be the mantra that is constantly chanted. When this mantra becomes the constant mantra, all situations will automatically end. Om Shanti.